Boogie.
Good morning. In the morning. Fourth one.
We've been talking this morning about Noxie falling out with her brother. He's 32 and he's a professional golfer. He's one of the best players in the world. Russell Knox is his name. You can Google him. And he's got like Wikipedia pages and everything.
He does really well.
He does really well. And he's playing in a tournament at the moment. And we thought it would be good fun to get him on the show. And Noxie says we can't do that because she's not speaking to him right now.
Listen, do me a favour though. Don't do what Boogie did and tweet him to tell him this. Because his phone's going to go crazy and he's going to be like, what is her problem?
What's going on?
And the thing is, it's going to distract him from today's golf. He's playing in the British Masters golf tournament and he'll have a nightmare. He'll miss the cut and it will all be your fault,
Noxie. Don't say that. Then he'll hate me even more.
Have you fallen out with your siblings, but you're both adults? Now, we're not talking about the serious stuff, family feuds and stuff. We're talking about little trivial things that have happened. My sister stopped talking to me for 3 months because I went to America on holiday and she got jealous, says Megan.
On holiday?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Lisa says, I recently fell out with my brother because he was mucking about playing darts and one hit me in the head.
Oh yeah.
I don't think we can do Sean's one. I think that's too far. But let's go to the phones. Emily's in Dunfermline. What are you saying, Emily?
I have three brothers. And I have fallen out with two.
Oh, no.
Okay, now, did you fall out with them at the same time, or is it separate incidents?
Separate incidents, but for the same thing.
All right, okay, so what happened? Tell us about the first brother.
Well, it's going to seem really, really trivial. But when I was 19, one of my brothers didn't get me a birthday present.
No, that's a great reason.
When I was 21, the other one stopped as well. Now, I thought, 21, that's kind of like a big birthday.
Yeah.
And since then, I've had no birthday presents each year. And then it started to get to Christmas. No Christmas presents from both of them. The other one, the oldest one, he's fine.
Emily, you're coming across as a bit needy.
No.
Not at all.
Emily, do you buy them presents still?
No, I've stopped.
Okay, good.
If they're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it.
So how old are you now, then? If you don't mind me asking.
How old am I? I am 25.
Right, okay. So since your 19th birthday, you haven't spoken to one of your brothers? Or you've been in a huff with him? For 6 years, Emily?
Yeah.
Does he know? Have you had this conversation?
Yeah. But then it's going to get even worse because I'm getting married and all three of them have refused to, like, take part in it.
Oh.
That's sad.
That's a shame.
Oh, dear. So, it sucks being the only girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, listen, sort it all out before the wedding, all right?
Hopefully.
Because it doesn't matter. You didn't get a present, so what? It doesn't matter. Go and have a chat with him. Say, I was a bit disappointed, but we'll let it go and come to my wedding. We'll have a great time.
Yeah.
All right?
They better get him a wedding present, though.
That's a good present, right? Well, listen, do it today. Promise us you'll do it today. Phone them up later. And just say, look, I'm not happy, but we put it behind us and we can all move on, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Emily.
Oh, bye,
Emily.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Tammy says, my sister and I fell out last week because she went through my phone and found a text that I'd sent to my mum.
Oh.
Slagging her off.
Oh, my gosh.
She's not speaking to me yet. Andrew Russell says, my brother and I got on fine when we lived at home with mum and dad until they bought us a table tennis table.
No way! That's amazing.
Everything was fine. We still live at home. I'm 21, he's 19. Parents bought a table tennis table and now there are dents in the wall. Yeah, you see, that was the mistake the parents made there, bringing a bit of competition into the house, right?